The Silver Bay deal may not be as sweet as it sounds. Their proposal would have Silver Bay put up $1 million in cash for the property it now leases at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, and then allow the processor to charge the city up to $1 million for reimbursed repairs to the dock and other infrastructure. The cheapest estimate received to date by the city for bringing the 50-year-old former pulp dock up to spec is $3.2 million. According to PND Engineering of Juneau, that would buy about another 5 years of life for the 4,800-square-foot dock. During a visit by former Governor Frank Murkowski in 2006, Park Director Hugh Bevan showed slides of some of the dock's 300 metal pilings that had corroded down to a fraction of their original dimensions. Bevan told Murkowski in jest that the Alaska Pulp Corporation, the former owner of the dock, had fully depreciated its assets. The deteriorating dock also holds up one side of the 75,000-square-foot warehouse that is home to both Silver Bay Seafoods and Baranoff Frozen Foods. The processors have asked the city for permission to move more of their operations out onto the dock. Bevan told the assembly that an inspection performed this past spring would not allow it.
This particular engineering work included measurements of the actual metal thickness remaining on the piling and a computer analysis of the remaining structural capacity of the dock. The news was not particularly good. The dock really was, the capacity that was left essentially was to hold itself up and the building. So that doesn't leave you much flexibility for working on the dock.
Silver Bay Seafoods is owned by a consortium of Saners known as Stikeen Holdings, LLC. The company began processing in Sitka last year and built a bunkhouse on an adjacent 18,000-square-foot parcel. Their lease has an option to purchase. The most recent appraisal of the site lists a value of $2.8 million, but Bevan says that appraisal was based on an adequate foundation. Bevan says the value of the property now should be considered at half the cost of repairs. Silver Bay originally tendered their offer for the site publicly in a letter last September to the Sawmill Cove Board of Directors. The board has met several times in executive session over the winter to review terms. Board Chair Nancy Davis told the assembly that she saw a number of advantages to moving forward with the deal.
A sale is consistent with the fundamental principles of the industrial park to provide opportunities for business development and to create jobs. A sale transfers the responsibility for funding and managing a complex construction project from the city to Silver Bay. A sale transfers the risk of energy injury or business interruption due to movement of the old dock to Silver Bay. The responsibility for managing the other two tenant leases transfers to Silver Bay. The long-term issues associated with maintenance and operation of the facility are transferred to Silver Bay.
Davis said her board had looked into grant funding for the repairs of the dock, but the costs and management complexities of the project were astronomical. Davis also said that the board, as required by lease agreements, solicited similar proposals to purchase from the other two tenants of the dock and warehouse, Baranoff Frozen Foods and Omega Sea. The Sitka Assembly offered no comment on the proposal or the terms in public session. Mayor Marco Dapcevich closely questioned Davis about her board's use of executive sessions to ensure that no Silver Bay principals were allowed access to discussions otherwise closed to the public.
Since Mr. Riggs and Mr. Denking are both friends of mine, I want to make sure everything is as open as possible here.
Rich Riggs is the former public works director for the city of Sitka and CEO of Silver Bay. Same boat skipper Troy Denkinger is a partner in the business. The complete terms of the proposed sale will appear before the Sitka Assembly as a resolution at their next regular meeting on February 12th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.